take our hat off to Monaghan. We went toe to toe, and it was an entertaining game of football, I think. But we just came out the wrong side of it at the last minute. Oh, listen, full credit. You know, we're not going to take anything away from that. You know, they have some quality players too. Lee was on fire, as you say, but they just want them to get enough ball. And we just ran up short in the end. Maybe some of the decision making at times we always worry, you wonder about. But listen, you can't complain. That's life. We lost a game of football there, and we just have to get on with it.
As champions, any team that's a champion is there to be taken down, and it lifts the opposition that much more, especially in a final.
It's the age old story, Francie. Really, you know, once you're up there in the pedestal, you're a big target. So listen. They came at it, they went at it hard. It was nip and tuck first half. Point ended at half time, maybe the phase just after half time. We didn't go so good and we paid the price. We ran out of time in the end.
Kieran McBride, an intimate knowledge of Tyrone football, you know, and that had to have a major effect on the game as well.
Oh yeah, well, listen, fair play to them. And nowadays with videos and analysis and watching people, everybody's cat and mouse and watching each other, but obviously. Kieran's a drone man, but we just ran out of room at the end and didn't get any scores on the board, and we dropped a few just into the keeper's arms right at the crossbar, and if any one of them had a snuck over, it might have been a different story, but we've got to live with a defeat. They go on with a victory, so I just hope they represent Ulster well when they go down south.
And Tyrone can look back with pride on what they've done as well. You know, an All-Ireland title, another Ulster final appearance, you know, at a level that we haven't been going well at in recent years. So it's all about developing players and keeping that level going.
Well, that's always been a focus, but it's still nice to bring some product to the table, and we thought we would bring another title, Ulster title, to Tyrone tonight. But we came up short, so we just have to go back to the drawing board. And these young lads now get on with their clubs, and some of them are very young and have plenty more years to come, so that's life.
I suppose that's the point, Fergal, because even though those players lost out tonight, a lot of them with bright futures, both, you know, obviously they'll move out on to 21 next year, but at senior maybe?
Oh yeah, they will, and a lot of the, we had more schoolboys than we ever had on the panel there today, so there's plenty of time, and now Lee and Cahill and David Mulgrew and these guys will all get out with the seniors and go with their clubs and develop as footballers. And at the end of the day, that's, you know, they've got a big match experience there tonight. They've got the pain of defeat, which sends you one of two ways. So hopefully they react well and go and get stuck in and win and move forward in their clubs and in the county, for the county's sake too.
Last year you had players who graduated to the senior squad midway through the season, in fact after the All-Ireland Under 20 event. Do you see that happening again this year, maybe a few of your players making the step up so early?
Well, the longer you're in the shop window, the better chance you have of getting the call, and these guys get in the shop window a bit over the past few weeks, but it's a pity it's been cut short on them. But some of them are well capable and well able, and I hope they move on and do it for their own, whatever the circumstances.